This is the Head Lump, and I'm here with Marlo Eggplant in St. Pete, Florida, and she's playing a show at the Cafe Bohemia. What would you call the music that you play?
I guess I call it like drone. Some people call it minimal drone. Sometimes people throw an ambient in there.
Yeah.
But it's actually just like layers and textures. So I think people call it minimal because of my setup, because I only have three pedals. But it doesn't sound minimal, so okay. I think people just...
Where does the initial sound come from?
Initially, like, most of it comes from an auto harp that I use as like a sounding board.
So you play the auto harp and then you bend it with pedals?
I have a distortion pedal and a reverb pedal, and I also throw things on top of the auto harp to get like a vibration kind of sound. I use like a crochet hook. Two crochet hooks, and I use a pitch pipe that I put the contact mic on, so I get the different shapes of the metal as it touches the different places. Which people are always like, what is that thing? Like, as if it's going to be really interesting. And like, it actually came with the auto harp, it's my pitch pipe.
Tell me where you come from.
I'm initially from Baltimore, Maryland.
You're now living in Washington?
Olympia. But I've only been there for a couple of months. Like, I lived in Seattle before that. I moved there to go to grad school.
Oh, yeah. And what was your major in grad school?
Naturopathic medicine. And then first year med school, I found I was allergic to formaldehyde.
Now, what got you into music?
I actually was brought up, like, playing... I studied at Peabody in Baltimore with cello and...
Wow.
Yeah, well, everyone does in Baltimore, though. I mean, it's like Baltimore City. But it's really easy to get.
Yeah.
So I started with cello, and I was trained in voice, like opera and piano. But not very, like, I didn't really feel the piano.
You're not really into it.
No, I really like the cello. And my mom made me stop playing.
And she tied you to the auto harp?
She actually doesn't understand what that thing is. I brought it home for the holidays, and she was like, what is it? And I said, well, Mom, you know, like Joan Baez, you know, like it's like those folk people, and that was like the only thing she could get from it.
Are you influenced by anyone?
I like a lot of type of music, but I guess Gordon and Free Kitten, God is my co-pilot, Yoko Ono.
Queen of Noise.
My opinion. Lately I've gotten really into like Daphne Aram, early electronic tunes, female music. But I guess like I really have a background in lo-fi rock, and I was really like K Records kind of sound of like beat happening.
Tell us a little bit about the tour that you're on right now.
Well, I started in Seattle and worked my way down the west coast to Phoenix, and then went all the way across to Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
And then up and over to Illinois.
No.
Wichita.
Yeah.
And Iowa City, down here, and then I'm going coast and come around to Chicago, and then hit Spokane, and then go home.
So, what drew you to those towns? Do you have a booking agent, or you have family in those towns?
Like, Scotch Tapes put out my last album, Marlo Eggplant for President, and he's, like, the master of, like...
First Scotch Tapes out of...
He's based out of Botchawana Bay, Canada, and he's, like, a real... His label's only been around for a year, and a lot of the bands that are on there. He's gotten some good bands like Oneida and Nobody, some bands that already have good following, so when he puts a tape-only label out, a lot of those bands get a little love immediately just for being associated.
Oh, cool.
But initially, I started a label in Baltimore called Spleen Coffin, and that's what the Ladies in Noise initially started, and then I started my own label once I moved out to the West Coast called Corpus Calasm to kind of continue the Ladies in Noise spirit.
iTunes would like to thank Marlo Eggplant for that interview. If you'd like more information on Marlo Eggplant, you can find her at myspace.com/Marlo, M-A-R-L-O, E-G-G-P-L-A-N-T, music.